I'm Mark Bayshore. This is Current State on 90.5 WKAR. East Lansing Democratic State Senator Curtis Hertel Jr. is 7 weeks into his legislative career at the state capitol. He represents the 23rd District, which covers almost all of Ingham County. Yesterday, the Senate Finance Committee began discussing a bill sponsored by the former Ingham County official. Hertel wants to offer recent Michigan College graduates tax credits in exchange for a pledge to stay in Michigan. He suggests the measure would address two challenges facing the state: oppressive levels of student loan debt and the tendency of college graduates to leave the state after graduation. To tell us more about the measure and about his start in the Michigan Senate, we welcome back Curtis Hertel Jr. Hello, sir. Good to talk to you.
How you doing, Mark? Good to talk to you as well.
Tell us more about SB 57 and why you think it's a good idea.
Yeah, this bill would allow students for their first 5 years after graduating to claim on their taxes a tax credit for a percentage of their student loans that they're paying off. Michigan has done a terrible job of financing higher education. 20% of our we only fund 20% of the current higher education cost. 30 years ago, we were funding 80%. So now that 80% cost has gone back on to our families and our kids, and much of it through student debt, and that debt has skyrocketed. So the average Michigan graduate graduates with $30,000 in debt. Prevents them from being part of our economy, prevents them from actually investing, buying a home, buying their first car, starting a family. And it's really hurting our economy having these people, one, not staying, and two, when they are staying, not actually being able to invest to their full potential. So this bill will help with that, will help retain college students and talented people here in the state, and I'm excited that we got a hearing on it already.
How many dollars could this tax credit be worth?
A maximum of $2,150 for an individual.
Okay. What kind of, it went before the, you started discussion of this yesterday in Senate Finance. What kind of discussion did it generate yesterday in committee?
Well, we had a lot of great supporters. We had students that came to actually testify. Mark Totten showed up to testify, who was a
candidate
professor
for Attorney General, too.
Yeah, former candidate for Attorney General and professor. And we're already getting great responses from business groups. I was just in Commerce Committee, and my bill was referenced as something that we can do to help retain college students by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. So I think we have a good coalition that we're building here in support of the bill. And I think it just makes good sense. You know, Business Leaders of Michigan has pointed out that Michigan has had, since 2004, negative growth in college graduates. That's, more than a decade now of negative growth in terms of the most important indicator that we can use to build our economy. So, and we were, again, lost another 2.2% last year. So we are losing these people in droves. We need to keep them. We need to be able to invest here. They estimate that we're going to need 900,000 more by the end of this decade, 900,000 more college graduates than we're projected to create. We have a huge economic problem coming up in our future if we don't make these investments now.
How did the Republicans on Senate Finance respond to this? Were they hospitable? Were they skeptical? What?
Well, everyone has concerns about the cost. I understand that. Although I think the projected cost in the first year is less than $5 million, according to Treasury, and it could end up being closer to somewhere between 50 and 100, depending on how you run the numbers in the long run. But that's not until five years out.
It would eliminate that much revenue, correct?
Exactly. Okay. But none of that takes into consideration the fact that a couple of things. First, if we can actually retain more college students here, they're going to be paying more in taxes over the long run. It doesn't take into account the economic growth. These are people that don't have the luxury of putting this money in a savings account. They're going to invest it back in their local economies, help create more jobs there. I mean, it seems like a fairly conservative argument, actually. But these are people that if we actually invest in, they will actually immediately see an economic benefit from it. So it doesn't take that into account as well. But there were some of those concerns, and obviously we're in the middle of a lot of the mega credits, the corporate credits being taken and actually creating a hole in our budget. So I can understand those concerns, but I think you have to balance that with what we actually need for our future. But the best news from my bill is that Chairman Brandenburg seemed very interested in continuing the discussions. He said that he thought it was a good idea, a real problem that we needed to solve. He may want to make changes to certain parts of the bill after discussing it with leadership, but he is committed to working with me to get this bill done. So I think that's a very good sign for the future of this bill, and I think it's a very good sign for college students who are going to be graduating in Michigan soon.
East Lansing State Senator Curtis Hertel Jr. is our guest here on Current State. We're talking about his proposal to offer Michigan college graduates tax credits in exchange for a pledge to stay in Michigan. MERS reported that you claim to have some amount of Republican support for this. How much?
Well, we're having conversations every day. The business community is pushing forward, and like I said, the chairman said in the actual committee that he was certainly supportive of the concept. So I'm going to keep pushing my colleagues. I think this is a fairly bipartisan idea that if we actually give people their own money back, especially people that specifically we want to keep here, that they'll spend it more correctly than the government would. So I think we have a conservative argument as well as a progressive argument on this bill, so I think it's possible to get it done.
Hmm. What happens if an unemployed recent graduate suddenly gets a good job offer out of state? I mean, does your measure address that?
Well, no, they don't get the credit unless they're working here.
Okay.
So it's a non-refundable credit as well. So they have to be working.
They leave, the credit goes away.
They're not working and they don't get the credit.
Right.
I mean, they have to be working and investing here in Michigan in order to get the credit.
I'd like to get your thoughts on Governor Snyder's budget proposal. I mean, obviously, your measure would mean less state revenue. And just recently, the states had to deal with a rather sudden revenue pinch. But that aside, what do you make of Governor Snyder's budget proposal? I know Representative Sam Singh of East Lansing told our listeners last week he gives it a C-. How would you grade it?
I would say it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. I think a C- is probably a pretty fair grade. There are important investments that I like. I like the 2% increase in funding for our higher ed universities. That still doesn't fill the 15% hole that the governor cut in the first year. So I appreciate the direction we're heading in, but it's certainly not enough. I appreciate the expansion of programs like Healthy Kids Dental. That's great. We need to make those kind of investments. At the same time, I also appreciate the investment in skilled workers. But at the same time, when you look at the budget, I'm very concerned that they made cuts in programs like graduate medical education. You know, we have a doctor shortage in the state. We need to actually make sure we're growing our health professionals, keeping those kids that graduate from medical schools here. The number one indicator of where a kid ends up, I say kid, but somebody who's graduated from medical school, the number one indicator of where they actually end up is where they do the residency. And so the fact that we've actually have made pretty dramatic cuts. And the other thing I'm concerned about is that this budget is based on 40 new fee increases and 2 tax increases, and I'm just not sure they can get that through the legislature. And I'm really worried about what budget ends up looking like if they can't get that done.
Is it harder, or Curtis, do you expect it to be harder to generate support for the tax credit for for college graduates in this budget context?
You know, in the first year we're talking about a $5 million hit, so it shouldn't be that hard to actually figure out how to do it. I would say that we need to make investments in our future, so I don't think it'll be that much harder. They passed a bill out of committee yesterday that allow banks to take the homestead exemption, and that will create a $20 million hole in the school aid fund. So, I mean, obviously, we're not opposed to spending money some places. Well, I'm not sure why we'd be opposed to spending it on keeping students here.
The governor also proposes taking, I believe, $200 million from a surplus in the school aid fund to help balance the budget.
This is continued. We had this big discussion about $1 billion in cuts or what it actually meant. You know, this is what I'll tell you. We're all paying more in taxes. My kid's school at East Lansing, which everyone thinks is a great school district, and so do I, but my fifth grader has 29 kids in his class. You go to the city of Lansing, they've had to cut art, music, and all these programs. We need to stop stealing from Peter to pay Paul on the school aid fund. And I think if the budget proposal passes if the ballot initiative passes in May, that will be somewhat helpful to that, and that's good. But I agree that it's not a good plan to keep stealing from the school aid fund to fund other priorities.
Senator Curtis Hertel Jr. is our guest here on Current State. Many in your party and some Republicans are calling on Michigan automakers to help out the state now that times are better. And this is in light of the public assistance that they've received, those mega credits that they've received in the past. What do you think?
I think we need to do something. I mean, you look at the mega credit program. We still have $6 billion in mega credits that are sitting out there, and we don't even know when they're going to come. So I've talked with the governor's office and MEDC and my colleagues about trying to find some way to at least limit the state's liability in a given year, because what just happened this year was a surprise that even though the economy has improved and a lot of our tax collections are up, we're still in a hole. And we're never going to be able to invest like we need to as a state in our future in education, in higher education, and in our roads and all those things if we keep allowing this to happen. So we need to figure out some way to, at the very least, control when these actual credits are coming in.
Senator Curtis Hertel Jr., our guest, we have 30 seconds, Curtis. You're a supporter of the state sales tax increase?
Yeah, I'm going to vote yes on the proposal. I wish the legislature had come up with their own solution, but at the same time, I think that our negotiators on the Democratic side did a great job. It's a fair balance. And
What do you expect to unfold? Do you expect it to fail or to pass at this point?
I'm sure hoping it passes, because I don't think there's a plan B in this legislature.
Okay.
If people want their roads and potholes fixed, I think they're going to have to vote for the proposal.
East Lansing Democratic State Senator Curtis Hertel Jr., our guest here today on Current State. Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you, my friend.